Yeah,
they had that bunch of doctors, you know,
that.
At the hospital.
At the hospital, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I say that's built up so big over there, so many over there.
Right. Well, Dr. Isles, then we had her from Chattanooga to Atlanta, and mm-hmm. they just done do it to her. Mm-hmm. But she's getting worse every day. We would see a big difference every day. And we heard the Isles, and they're over there. And mm-hmm. And sometimes now it gets to bother her a little again, her mind gets absent and this and that and the other, and she gets nervous and can't do things early, and go back over there and you change her medicine a little and come back home and just do fine for the next couple of months.
Yeah, well, they have some good doctors over
there. They got some good doctors there. Mm-hmm.
He's a nurse.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got so many specialists.
Well, now he does do a little medical doctrine, and mm-hmm. it's in a different clinic.
Well, I know who he is. Yes, he's specialized as a nurse. My aunt, he treated my aunt. I've forgotten that for a long time. He treated her. Yeah, I never had been to see him, but my brother used to go with.
Yeah.
Mama had two sisters living there. One of them was partial to me, one of them was partial to my brother. So this was the one that was partial to my brother, so he'd always take her. So that I remember he couldn't hardly understand him, he said.
I couldn't understand him. Got a bunch of little kids there in the clinic. That's where I go. She goes on to his private room for examinations. And the little kids just took me to death. But they understand me now and answer me the right way.
Yeah.
The real thing they say.
Yeah.
But the sharp little rascal is one of them now. He looks to be about 10 years old, little boy, and he keeps that nurse's papers all separate.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll sit in and wait maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that little rat, he can put everything right to his face. They're sharp too.
Now, back to, we were still, you know, talking about vegetables.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call the edible tops of the turnips when you eat this?
That's the salad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You make a mess of that or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, did you ever raise the lettuce?
Well, we used to grow a little every year, but we didn't care too much about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it the kind that was on the ground or the kind that would...
back then they didn't have it that headed.
Oh, they didn't have that
kind. No, they've got the hidden type. Now it's bitter. Mm-hmm. I like a little bit that... See, I believe it's cafe and they put a little in and I eat it there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That leaf stuff's all we ever grow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's all we would ever have.
Well, now the head lettuce is our smart better.
Uh-huh. Oh, another thing, what is the difference between butter beans and lima beans? Is there any difference in
it? Well, if there is, I don't know.
I don't know either. I wondered about that. Now, what about outside of an ear of corn? The, what covers the corn? Now, the kind of corn that you eat on the cob, what do you refer to that as?
Roasting ears.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about the top of the corn stalk, the part that comes?
That's the top now, what we used to cut off for our mule and cow feed.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're cleaning the corn and all the stringy, fine kind of stuff that's on the ear that comes out from the end of the shuck, you have to get that off. What do you call that?
Well, we just call it nubbing the corn. I don't know what else to say.
Well, what did you call that stuff, the string?
Oh, that's the silk.
Yeah, that's what. Now, there would be a lot of times in the fall they'd have a big old orange kind of a fruit, and the kids would want to make jack-o'-lanterns out of it.
Pumpkins.
And then the small vegetable that would have a yellow and a crook neck on it.
A yellow crook neck squash. We've got them up there now.
Oh, you have some of those?
Not long. Farmer ordered
them. You don't mean it. I'll
be out ready to eat them. It's going to be in a few days.
How big is that? About?
Well, we don't let them get too big. If you let them get full grown, they're great big things.
How big do you get them before you eat them?
Well, about not over 5 or 6 inches long.
Uh-huh. I was wondering about that. You know, you see them in the store and they look awful big and I'm being concentrated on them.
Yeah, they're no good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You only eat them while they're outside and soak. Mm-hmm. Just wash them good and slice them up.
Mm-hmm.
And no seed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's before that.
We got some. Grow up and get over up there. Mm-hmm. In another week's time, we can get a bush in a day, I guess.
That'd be great. Well, did you ever raise any melons?
Yeah, we used to grow them every year.
What kinds of them?
We grow watermelons and also cantaloupes.
Uh-huh.
And way back when I was a kid, my ancestors grew the big old yellow marshmallow about that long.
Oh.
Ridge was on him like a big pumpkin. And this is you, boy, you can smell them things all over town.